Number 33. Roman Investigation. There was once a leader of a cohort in the Roman army known by his cognomen, Vocus, which was a cognate of the modern English word vocal. He was known as a cognizant and fair man, and so was often asked to help with the investigation of crimes. His cognizance was valued, and his findings were always cogent. Once, he and his men were stationed near a Roman colony. Vocus had just returned from a colloquium on detecting crimes. The area was colonized because it was suitable for agriculture. A colossal colossus stood in the center of the colony as a symbol of Roman wealth and power. One day, a man was found in a coma under the colonnade near the statue. He died soon after. A strange mark in the ground, not unlike a colon, was beside his body. There was blood in many places, but especially around the man's collar, where his throat had been cut. Vocus was called. It was clear that Vocus was dealing with cold-blooded murderers. He requested a colloquy with each and every person in the colony, including a strange woman with a coiffure who he had never seen before. He collated all the statements and began to cogitate. He carried out the collation in a collected manner. Then he created a collage of the evidence on one wall of his office and stared at the collection, as if willing the evidence to cohere, so that he could create a coherent answer to the case. Cohesion evaded him. Certain pieces of evidence didn't seem to want to collaborate with the statements from witnesses to form a cohesive case. Vocus's cognitive powers told him that at least two of the witnesses must be in collusion. They must have colluded to steal the dead man's coffer, which Vocus knew to have been filled with coins. Then he remembered the woman with the coiffure. She cohabitated with the dead man. This could hardly be a coincidence. Coincident evidence from other witnesses also pointed to the woman. He went to her home immediately, and a search revealed a cog and a colander, both stained with blood, hidden collateral under a blanket. And what was that coloration on the woman's dress? It was obviously blood which got there when the man and woman collided in a struggle. The collision had provided Vocus with evidence. Vocus didn't realize that his visit would coincide with that of the second murderer. He was much younger than his lover. In Rome, the colloquial word for such a man was a colt.